you know, if you're going to a temple, you'll get kheer, which is rice pudding. And then when you come home, you get like, you know, semolina pudding, spiced chickpeas and puris. And, you know, like, and there's like people everywhere. Like there's so much festivity going around. It's just amazing.
This week on Dirty Linen, we are talking different cultural festivals, occasions, celebrations. We are talking Ramadan, we're talking Passover, and today we are talking Ram Navami, a Hindu festival. And our interlocutor today is Harry Mangat, a favourite chef, a friend of Dirty Linen. Harry, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Dan. Thank you for having me.
Tell me about Ram Navami. What is it? What's it all about?
So Ram Navami is a birthday of Rama, Ram. So you can call him Rama or Ram. So he's usually they say he's the seventh avatar of Vishnu. And he was born to King Dashrata and Queen Kaushalya. So we celebrate his birthday on, I think it's the ninth day of the month, first month of the Hindu calendar. So yeah, it's birthday. Usually people pray for success, peace, prosperity, and divine blessing from Ram.
Right. Well, that sounds pretty good. So I think this year it's the 10th of April, so Sunday. What do you remember of this, or what do you, how do you celebrate it? Like what actually happens?
My mom really didn't celebrate Rama's birthday, but we do, Kanya Puja. So Kanya Puja is like you're praying to, Kanya means, girls. So you pray to girls, and to pray to Durga, which is a goddess. So you, you know, like you, call your, these nine girls, which is, to your house, and then you feed them. And then you pray for, you know, like, prosperity and everything like that. Usually people who, celebrate Ram's Navami, they actually fast. And they make kheer, which is rice pudding, as an offering. And then people who are not fasting, they eat rice pudding, like me. But we usually, when my mom did a Kanya Puja, she would invite nine girls, and then she'll cook a suji ka halwa, which is a semolina pudding with dried chickpeas. And it can't have onion or garlic. And puris, which is like a fried roti, which is amazing. So it's the best. I just remember eating so much of that. It's one of my favorite things. And I'm so glad you were talking to me about that.
Because you can have the memory.
Yeah, the memory is amazing. Like when you asked me, I was like, yes, it was used to be Kanya Puja. And I can't wait to go back to India and ask my mom to make that.
So is it basically a festival more for women to celebrate if your mom is feeding these nine girls?
No, it's Rama Navami is to celebrate Ram, but then people do other prayers as well. So Kanya Puja is not part of celebrating Rama Navami, but you're celebrating other gods and stuff. So it's kind of confusing, but there's so much things happen at one individual festival. You celebrate other goddesses on that day, same day as well. So, which is like praying to Durga, which girls are believed to be manifestation of that Devi, of Durga Mata. My mom, we didn't really celebrate Ramavani on that particular day, but we did pray, Kanya Puja, which was part of praying to Durga Mata. But it's like the food was amazing. So, you know, if you're going to a temple, you'll get kheer, which is rice pudding. And then when you come home, you get like, you know, semolina pudding, spiced chickpeas and puris. And, you know, like, and there's like people everywhere. Like there's so much festivity going around. It's just amazing. It's just, yeah.
And so some people are fasting, some people are not observing the fast, but everybody gets to enjoy the food eventually.
Yeah. Yes, they do. Because but we are not Hindus. So I come from Sikhism family, but we still celebrate a lot of Hindu festivals because, you know, we are one country and we end up, you know, we do things together. So yeah, so like my mom, we celebrate Diwali and we celebrate Ram Navami and a few other festivals as well. So yes, everybody gets involved.
Wow. And do you find that Hindu people celebrate the Sikh festivals as well?
Yeah, they do. Yes. Yeah. Like there's public holidays for our festivals as well, like Vaisakhi, and which is a festival of harvest. So usually in January. Yeah. So yeah, like a lot of people like, but the thing is, people do different things in different states. So some people celebrate Ram Navami and some people do it on a different day as well. Like there's kind of like every state has their big festival. So Ram Navami is usually Punjab, Haryana, where I come from, New Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and things like that. So people really celebrate Ram Navami on the, this day. Yeah. But I think I just love the food at the end.
If I wanted to make kheer, like what are the things I need to know?
So my mom is like, so she boils the milk and then she puts the so it's like, I think 1 cup of rice to like 1.5 liter of milk. So it's just like a lot of almonds, a lot of raisins, and it has to be like, usually you eat it hot on the day you make it, and the next day you have it like really chilled and cold. So yeah, it's amazing. You get like, you know, different flavors and different temperatures. It's amazing. Yeah.
Kheer must just mean like a milk pudding, right? Because I've made a carrot and cardamom kheer as well.
Yes, you can. Yeah. Kheer, we never say kheer for us is rice pudding. We never say like, yeah, rice. When I say to anybody, oh, can I have kheer? It's like rice pudding. But there's people might put a different interpretation of it. But for me personally and my family or the people I until now, I've never actually heard there's another kheer. So it might be a different interpretation of kheer. But like when you say kheer to somebody in India, it'll mean rice pudding.
Okay, I've got to go back and check the origins of my recipe. I feel like whenever you try to make anything in India mean one thing, it's like you realize it's always going to be much more complicated and pluralistic. And so many different layers and strands to culture.
No, there is, yeah, because and that's the thing that's like I usually, like I've heard one say like India is country of countries. Like you go to different states and different regions, it's so different than where you come from. It's just like, so what we do in Punjab, people might do something else in South or the East or the West. And tell me when you find out what's the origin of your recipe. So that'll be amazing to find out something new.
Well, I would be amazed if I could teach you anything about the country of countries of India, Harry. But I always learn when I speak to you. Thank you so much for chatting to us today about Ram Navami. I'm going to make kheer of some sort to celebrate it.
No, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
This is Dirty Linen and I'm Danny Vallant. We air the issues that the hospitality industry finds hard to talk about, hearing from different people with unique perspectives. We want to hear from you as well. If you have something that needs to be said about a topic, get in touch so we can include your perspective. Contact us at dirtylinen@deepintheweeds.com.au or hit us up on Insta @dirtylinenpodcast. We can't wait to hear from you.